Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
What day is today?
Friday.
Wake up time!
Back off, all right?
Would you back off!
Boy, you act grumpy in the morning.
Why are you so grumpy, Grouch?
Why are you so grumpy? Come on!
You know why.
Hey, I am so stressed out.
Seriously stressed out here.
I worked hard all week.
Relax, it's almost the weekend.
Now it's time to let loose.
Oh, good.
We'll start with radio.
Oh, radio.
It's free.
It's free?
In that case,
let's do this.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing. One, two, three, four.
Oh my goodness, there's light at the end of the eclipse tunnel, everybody. Oh, good morning and welcome. I'm not stressed out a bit.
But where is that light?
I have found it. Well, I've already told you where the two cities I'm going to be are.
Yep.
There is a lot of eclipse news today, and let's see how much we can bang out here. 5:55, good morning, welcome to the Mark and Kim Show on this Friday morning, fifth day of April 2024. April 8th, of course, eclipse. And, you know, new information recently was cloud cover might keep you from seeing the eclipse, which, of course, was shocking news to two of the three members of this
news to us
radio show.
What do you mean? You can still feel the effects.
I'm like, you don't have to, you know, co-signing something that is ridiculous.
Well,
is,
might as well not deny it.
You'll fight it, though.
Well, you can still see. You can still.
You're still going to get the effects. You wouldn't see.
You get no effects.
You'd still get the darkness.
Yeah, the darkness.
You'd still get the crickets. You'd still get
You keep saying these same things.
Yes. Because that you, all is still going to happen. You don't see the sun.
No, God, Lord, I'm a. Oh, this is just. I come into this show, and I'm ready to roll. And I'm so excited because Carbondale, Illinois, and Cape Girardeau, Missouri, the two locations closest to Knoxville. So I'm going to Nashville for the weekend. I'm going to the English Soccer Fan Fest that NBC throws in downtown Nashville. I'm watching my Liverpool play Manchester United on the big screen.
That's exciting.
Yes.
On the big screen.
On the big screen there in downtown Knoxville.
So they're not actually there.
Nashville, no, darling. They play English soccer in England.
Well, I thought maybe because sometimes our teams go
there.
How about
you stop thinking so much?
Just saying. I thought maybe they were there. I thought that eclipses, was exciting.
And you're reading way too much into it. It's on television.
No.
And the Fan Fest is coming.
You have to go to Nashville to see that.
Okay. They're having the Fan Fest in Nashville.
Okay.
Oh, are you being, what are you being right now?
No,
you're being difficult on purpose.
No, I'm not.
Okay, well, hey, welcome to it. And then we're watching the weather every single day. And what has gone from 60 and 40% chance in Cape Girardeau and Carbondale, Illinois, respectively, has now diminished down to about a 10% chance of rain in those areas. And as a matter of fact, in the where you can see the eclipse, the best information being put out today, it's in that middle of the country area that's going to be the best, unless you can get all the way up to like New England, but you're not going to do that. Even like Texas is expecting rain and showers and stuff like that, which is generally a clear place. It's not a lot of weather there. So, but where I'm headed is the best chance. But people on the edge of the path of totality, this news came out yesterday, may want to move a little closer than you were thinking because the predicted edges are not exact and could be off by hundreds of yards, but that will make a massive difference in what you see and what you experience. Mm-hmm. Of course, with cloud cover, you experience nothing.
But keep
in mind, with cloud cover, it's pretty much dark anyway.
Okay.
And by the way, during the rain, I don't know if you know this or not, but the bugs don't come out.
Okay.
And they don't chirp and all the other things. And you don't see the 360-degree sunset. You don't see that either.
Okay.
So all the coolest effects, you don't feel the instant cool if that happens. Like they turned on an air conditioner when the sun disappears. In the cloud cover, it's already kind of cool because there's no sun shining.
Okay.
So all the things relevant to the eclipse don't happen.
Not to rain on your eclipse, but even though the rain chances have gone down, it could still be cloudy, right?
That's the whole point. The cloud cover is breaking.
Okay.
Where there's no clouds, there's no rain.
Okay.
And if there's no rain, there's no clouds. Hence, I'll be able to see.
Well, it can still be cloudy and not rain. I'm not trying to rain on your eclipse. That's what I'm saying.
Actually, you are.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying that just because the rain chances have gone down, you know, it can still be cloudy. Almost nothing.
Actually, matter of fact, when you look at the individual day to day of all these cities, mm-hmm. it doesn't even show that there's rain in the icon.
What about the clouds?
Just a few clouds with sun poking through.
Okay, that's good. I'm just making sure you look all the way.
I have a feeling, for the sake of this show, maybe not so much personally, that you kind of want this ruined for me.
I don't want it ruined. You have looked forward to this since 2017.
A little bit. Come on. A little bit. Because I love you to death, but I'm always rooting for a little heartbreak in your life.
I don't for you.
A little bit.
I mean, when it happens, I'm not necessarily disappointed for the show.
See, there you go.
But I'm not rooting for
all
it.
All the things I just said, she just flipped them
but
around.
But I'm not rooting for it.
Everything I
don't root for it. I don't.
But you kind of hope for it.
No, I don't.
You'll be happy if it does happen, though.
Not necessarily. We'll see.
Yeah, the same way she's not planning for a third husband.
Yeah, right.
Which someone did reference in the Facebook post.
Where the Facebook post.
Where the TWRA has issued a statement refuting the claims of Ms. Hansard.
Ms.
That she was
Ms. Hansard.
That she was not pulled over by TWRA, when she in fact was. Mm. Our own listeners spotted her on the side of the road, pulled over by the damn
liars.
Wildlife. Mm-hmm. Oh, they're liars.
Yes, they are.
You with a history of lying. And they are the liars.
They're liars. Liars. Photographic evidence.
What?
We need photographic evidence.
Okay. If we need photographic evidence, then show us the receipt from you taking the driving course.
Please.
I don't need to show you anything.
Oh, they need photographic evidence, but she doesn't.
Right. No, I don't.
She says she took the driving course. Then show us.
I don't need to show you.
Oh, but you need photographic evidence from people that have seen you.
We have been partners for 24 years.
Oh, now we're supposed to believe each other.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Pull that card. Okay.
Stop saying 24. It's actually 23.
Well, yes, it's 23. But we're on our way to 24. You know,
we're also on our way to 34.
Exactly.
54. And all
you know,
the rest
we fudge the numbers sometimes.
No, we don't. We're saying 23 years because, you know, don't make this any longer than it has to be.
Trying to shorten it.
51.
If I say 24.
Oh, so you're trying to get closer to the end. Well, I can show you the end. It's the top of this building. All right, we'll be right back. We got a lot to do to say today and a lot of morning did you see's coming up on the Mark and Kim Show here on Star Water 2.1. You know, schools are letting out early, aren't they?
Yes.
On eclipse here in Knoxville?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Huh? Thought they ate up all their snow days. Didn't they? They ate that up, didn't they?
Some counties did, yes.
Yeah, how are they doing this and why? What's the point? What's the point?
You have to remember, if they're in school so many hours, it counts as a day in school.
What I'm saying, though, why are we letting kids out for this? When school, hey, let's everybody go outside and look up or have the glasses or experience it or whatever the case may be as a teaching lesson about the earth and the sun and the moon.
They want them to be able to experience it with their families. That's what the statement is.
Okay.
Some of them will be at work, right?
Yeah.
Most of them. Did you see that the husband of Abby Hensel, the name may not mean anything to you if I was not to say the words conjoined twin, Abby Hensel, before. Yeah, Josh Bowling, that's her husband. And I'm not sure, did he marry the one on the right or the left?
I believe we read the other day she's looking. The one on the left in the photos.
Yeah, then why would he pose next to the one he didn't marry in the wedding photo? And if they're going to do that, if you're going to marry the outside one, if you're standing on looking at a picture of the three of them.
They're both on the outside.
Listen to me. If you're looking at a picture of the three of them,
mm-hmm.
there's going to be two people on the outside and one person on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Shouldn't you always be photographed next to the person that you're with?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can you just... So unless she, the body of the two of them, is going to be tilted at a 45-degree angle and he squeezes in so much close to his... that the other head disappears, like in the background...
Well, that would be rude.
Well, if you look at it, that's kind of what they're doing. The head in the middle is not part of the relationship. Because if they're two separate people.
Well, she's a part of the relationship, whether she wants to be or not.
And we've had questions and we're trying to be sensitive. about this. And now there's a paternity suit filed by the person that he was with before them. Her. He's not with them.
No.
He's with her.
Yeah.
Yes.
They do say, they do share everything from the waist down. And I mean on themselves. I mean, I'm not saying they're not sharing everything from the waist down on Josh, the husband.
Right. Yeah.
So you don't think that if you're going to pose with a photograph for a photograph, especially your wedding photo, that you're not next to the person that you married and you don't have somebody in between you?
I thought that was odd.
Well, you kind of, when I said that, you were like, oh, I don't know.
Well, I mean, in our weddings, for your official wedding photos, yes. But like in other photos, sometimes you're not
talking about the official wedding photo.
Yeah.
In the official wedding photo. Hey, Abby and Josh got married and there's somebody standing in between them. Is odd. Now, mm-hmm. I'll see that sometimes. You'll see people pose with their dog. Maybe there's a kid.
Yeah.
Before they got married. Yeah, have the kid in the middle. Not the person they're going to have to NyQuil to sleep so that they can have sex.
You have to accept her, though. I mean, she's part of the relationship.
Oh, she's a part of the relationship.
She's not going anywhere.
No. And that is the left side of her body, whether there's a head there
or not. No, it's actually not the left side of her body. No, it's her sister's body. And then at the waist down... So, you know, one controls the left arm and the left leg. The other one controls the right arm and the right leg.
That's
right. And they have to work together to walk and to clap and, you know, I'm pantomiming clapping with no noise. They had to work that out. We're not being insensitive. We're just asking real questions that you have on your mind that you don't have anybody to ask. Well, we're here for you. We're asking the questions, whether they're rhetorical or not, whether they seem insensitive. These are real questions about somebody who marries a conjoined twin who has one sex organ. So.
But when you look at the photo, it's my understanding, and we can look back into it. The one he married is the one on the left when you look at a photo.
Right, but he's
so
on the far right.
So she controls the right. So she's on the right when.
What I'm saying, though.
You know what I mean?
But there's somebody between them then.
I understand you can't get rid of her. I mean,
then you move Josh to the other side for the photo. So he's next to his bride in the photo. Yes?
I would think,
right? Okay. Now hold on. If you wear your wedding band on the left hand and she's the right person in the right-handed position,
the wrong person would be wearing the wedding band. We didn't even think about that. Oh,
these are all questions truly coming to mind as we talk this out, because there are real questions about this. Because who's pregnant when she gets pregnant?
Do we even know if they can carry a child? I don't know.
They have a work. Everything works in them. That's the word from them and their mother. Everything works. They experience, you know, all the things relevant to that down there. So does one of them need to go on like shrooms or LSD or something just to go away for a while? Take it here. You take a trip. You trip out for a little while. My husband and I are going to get together. Is there any, to steal from a Jack Harlow song here at 6:16 a.m.? Any missionary happening, or is it from the side? I mean, have you thought about that? Like, you know, to eliminate the third person, he can stay on the right, and it's, you know, and we've all, you know.
Yeah, but
you know what I'm talking about.
I do, but it's none of our business.
Oh, now we're to that. Okay, we do a radio show, and we're going to pretend. I'm going to misspill the tea.
Yeah, I love to spill the tea.
He's going to pretend now all of a sudden when things get a little uncomfortable mm-hmm. that now it's none of our business. Okay, there are certain things that aren't your business, like your son's hygiene.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with you. Now you want to take yourself out of this conversation. You know what? Tyler and I will talk. Because we have real questions.
I would be lying if I said I wasn't curious.
Well, then why would you be afraid? Well, then we can talk about this. I mean, we're all curious about it. But the news of the day is the paternity suit.
Which has nothing to do with either of the girls.
Well, no, because you imagine this, though. Think about it. Could one of the sisters sue him for paternity?
Oh.
Like, after one of them, you know, if the wife gets pregnant,
what?
I'm just wondering, you know, there's one child. Whose is it? Is it Abby's? Is it the other ones? I don't even know her name. And these are real questions.
Brittany. Isn't it Brittany? Abby and Brittany?
I don't know. Was one of them Abby and the other one River Rose?
No.
Okay. Like Britney Spears is now known. No. Oh, and now it's Zyla Maria River Rose, by the way, just in case you're wondering about Britney Spears, who seems to have two personalities.
Bless her heart.
Yeah. Kind of like this girl. This person. These are real questions, and they deserve to be spoken. And so we've...
Well, they've been spoken.
They have been spoken, yes. You got the Mark and Kim show on Star 102.1, 6:31 on this Friday morning, the fifth day of April 2024. Concerning the eclipse day and whether schools are out and why, Kelly from Knoxville said, yes, we did eat up all of our school days, but we also took away the last two early release days and went to school on President's Day. So we earned 2 days, so we still have 2 days now. Maybe that's why.
That would help them.
And somebody who is not logged into our system here from the 865 says, could it be that schools don't want the liability for the kids staring at the sun without proper glasses?
Well, now the schools are sending them home, or Knox County is for sure, sending them home with the proper glasses.
Well, then why don't they just give them the proper glasses and say, hey, let's go experience this outside as a teaching moment.
I don't know.
A teaching moment. And
I wondered if the buses and traffic were going to be a problem for those who released, you know, the younger kids who are released around the time of the eclipse.
Because
some kids would be on buses during the eclipse, and I wondered if that would
But the halftime, I don't think so. I think the half day is getting them home in time for the eclipse.
That's what I'm saying. Right. If they didn't release them, some of the kids would be on the bus during
Someone asked a question, was this the wedding song for the conjoined twins and their husband? Remember this one from Rock? What's the lyrics here? I always feel like somebody's watching me. I wonder if that was their wedding song.
Oh, my goodness.
I do not know, but I do have questions that we'll ask for a very long time on this show on Star 102.1. With the Mark and Kim show. Or I should say the Mark and Karen Elderberry show. Are you still taking elderberry?
You should see my elderberry plants. I need to bring you a picture of them.
No.
They're huge.
Bring me a picture of them.
Yeah, remember we planted them? A listener brought them to us.
Take a 1 hour photo finish and get a picture made and bring it over?
Well, I can put it on my phone.
Well,
take it with my phone and bring it in. They're huge.
Okay.
Did you ever plant yours?
Plant my... What?
Do you remember a listener brought us elderberry plants?
I gave it to you directly.
Okay, then yours is out there growing like crazy too. Well, they're huge.
Just so you know, Karen Elderberry.
I'll do something in the Instant Pot.
She also, you know, she complains so much. She's a Karen.
Yeah.
She takes elder. She had us do coconut pulling with this coconut oil, only to find out, no, you shouldn't be doing that.
It doesn't do what we thought it did.
Well, from the University of Bath. Okay, in Bath, England, by the way, if you ever get a tour, you want to go on a tour of England, Bath is one of the greatest cities, beautiful. Got the Roman baths, believe it or not. It's an amazing place. CBD products are harmful and potentially harmful and a basically waste of money and time. As CBD products do not reduce chronic pain and they do not do any of the health benefits that they claim.
Hmm.
Are you still on your CBD?
Haven't been for a long time.
Oh, now you're not on it.
Oh, you kicked it.
Did you kick
the habit?
taking the pot.
Haven't for a long time.
Cannabidiol is one of the many chemicals found naturally in the cannabis plant, but it's been overhyped in terms of its health benefits, says the University of Bath, which I'm sure has a strict hygiene policy.
Yeah, you would think.
Clean products.
CBD products sold direct to consumers may contain chemicals other than CBD, some of which may be harmful and some illegal in some jurisdictions. Mm-hmm. One more time, she just jumps on the bandwagon.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't give a damn. Doesn't care. Doesn't look into it. Oh, it's today's thing. Got to do it.
Yeah, I do. But I swear, if
you swear by it,
well,
do you?
For a little bit, maybe it's the psychological thing. If you feel like something's helping you, maybe.
They said it has a major placebo effect.
Well,
there you go.
If it helps you with that, let's go with it. If you feel like it's helping you and it helps you, go with it. but I haven't done it for a while.
Oh, okay.
I was looking for real stuff for my mom, though.
Are you into the placebo effect?
I was on the streets.
I mean, if you're in this show will soon come to an end. One of us will be incarcerated, and we always thought it would be Yes Man. But then, you know, it might. Well, the way you drive on the highways.
Does the TWRA monitor that?
Well, they're the ones who pulled you over the other day and now have released a statement that you can see on the Mark and Kim Show Facebook page concerning you refuting the claims that you were pulled over by the TWRA.
That's all fake. It's fake.
No, it's not. It's on our Facebook page.
Oh, if it's on our Facebook page.
Yeah. That's right. Now, you are afraid of things in the toilet.
Well, yeah, if my husband and son haven't flushed, yeah.
No. I mean...
It's not pretty.
No. Hold on. We're all afraid of that. No, I'm talking about like...
As your head.
Can you... You've seen our reaction. You got what you needed. I'm talking about animals in the toilet.
Oh.
Like fears of snakes.
Oh,
and,
snakes and rats and oh.
Oh, you know about toilet rats.
Yeah, my mom had one come up when she was a little girl.
Huh. Was that in the outhouse or was that in the actual...
No, it was in the house. She was getting ready and she heard something flopping around and it was a mouse in the toilet.
I guess leave the toilet rats to the professionals.
It was a mouse, not a rat, but...
Then what is it, a mouse or a rat?
Well, yeah, they are different. It's a mouse. It was tiny.
Well, toilet rat has caused a man to go into ICU. 76-year-old man found a rat in his toilet, decided to try to remove it himself.
Ooh.
Close the lid.
No.
Call somebody.
Sell the house.
Or sell the house, yes. He tried to get it out. It bit him. And then gave him something called Wheels disease. W-E-I-L-S. Wheels disease, which has ravaged his kidneys now. Bacterial infection.
Just think if it bit him somewhere else, though. I mean, if he'd...
Oh, for the love of God.
It could happen.
I mean, at least he was trying to get it out and not, you know, sitting down to do his business.
There you go. Well, if nobody can draw a visual like Kim, I'll have to find them. I don't know who... Wow. Okay. Avoid toilet rat or Kim's bathroom at her house.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we all know that the very cool connection that Mark has is he went to high school with Sandra Bullock and she kissed his ring.
Yeah.
So,
you know, you make up stuff as you go along.
You went to high school with Sandra Bullock.
Yeah. And then the second part, of course, you've made up.
She kissed your ring.
No. Well, do you just not remember things or are you just trying to troll me? Which one? One of the two things is happening.
Probably a little bit of
trolling.
You
know that we had a tradition in our school where people would turn your ring when you put it on. Right. You know that.
Yeah.
And then when you got to the number... Like I graduated the class of 83.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I was a sophomore then. So you got a class of 84 girl. Give it a twist and give you a kiss. A twist and a kiss is what we called it.
Hmm. There was kissing. There was a ring. Where am I wrong?
Do you think she kissed my ring or she kissed my lips? Which one do you think she kissed? What do you think she did?
I like to think she kissed the ring. Kiss my ring.
Class of 82 was Sandra Bullock. Who happened to be a friend enough and the only person I knew from the class of 82 when I had my ring nearby. Hey, would you twist it? Would you, yeah, sure. Yeah, you're number 82. Okay, little smooch. That's all it was. Simple. Class of 81, Marguerite Kiernan. Boom. Simple. I know them all. I know all the names.
We don't know Marguerite, though.
And you won't. You don't know Sandra Bullock.
So anyway,
And you won't. And she never... So for the last time... Can we say, can we not? That's it. You said it for the last time. She did not.
Probably not.
She did not kiss my ring. I'm not the Pope. I know it's hard to believe, but I'm not the Pope, which is somebody who gets his ring kissed. Oh, you're such a troll.
It's what I do.
It's what you do. Remember that? She said it right here.
So your interesting celebrity connection is Sandra Bullock.
Okay, can you get to the other
one? But Elton John is Eminem's AA sponsor. I'm not really sure how that one happened because I've tried to look into it and find it, and even in the information in this,
it didn't
have
it. It's as simple as Eminem, I guess he's an alcoholic, and I guess so is Elton John.
And he's his sponsor, which I think is really kind of cool.
Yeah.
But let's start with the queen herself, Dolly Parton, who met Keanu Reeves, who doesn't like Keanu Reeves, when he was a little kid because Keanu's mom was a costume designer. Who knew that? And many of her costumes, Dolly was made by Keanu's mom, including that famous Playboy bunny outfit. Remember?
Oh, Keanu's mom made that.
Yes.
Nice.
And so he knew her when he was very, very young.
Mm-hmm.
And so also speaking of Keanu, somehow Alice Cooper ended up babysitting him at one point which I always think Alice Cooper is a babysitter, but I've told you before, I had the pleasure of introducing him at the Tennessee Valley Fair one time when he was performing, I know, at the Tennessee Valley Fair. And there he has, and I always say this wrong, but the guillotine, sure. Some have people say guillotine, sure. Whatever, set up on the stage and all the blood stuff. And he's like, you know, the headbanging rocker and stuff. But he was putting backstage talking about his sons at the time. This was years ago. But he babysat Keanu Reeves, which I thought was cool. Okay. Cameron Diaz. And I thought this one was strange because she has a connection with Snoop Dogg because they went to the same high school.
You'd be surprised at everybody that went to Beverly Hills High School, everybody that went to whatever high schools in L.A., they all went to high school together.
But I always thought, if you asked me if one of those games of which is older, Cameron Diaz or Snoop Dogg, I would think Snoop was older. I don't know why. Would you? Well, you don't. You're not interested in this at all. If somebody
I haven't thought of the ages of them concurrently.
Well, I hadn't either, but if somebody said, who's older, Cameron Diaz or
Cameron's
Snoop Dogg?
I know Cameron's in her 50s. I know Snoop's in his 50s. It's not... You know, it's not that completely...
But if caught off guard and somebody said, who is older, Snoop Dogg or Cameron Diaz, I'd say, oh, Snoop. But they went to high school together at the same time, and she's pretty sure she bought weed from Snoop.
Yeah, I've heard her say that, yeah. Not personally, that was cool. But yeah.
Now, you'll hate this one because it's got the succubus in it.
The succubus?
Yes.
Meghan Markle?
Yes. Mm-hmm. See, you knew exactly who I was talking about.
Because I'm the one who called her the succubus.
Well, I know
that. If it's a name I came up with, then yeah.
Yes, but you would be interested in this one because she did the invitations for Robin Thicke's 2005 wedding. Do you know why she did the invitations for this?
This is going deep, man.
It is.
But it's a connection.
Let me guess. She was, she's a calligrapher.
She was before she made it big. As a princess. So she did wedding invitations and stuff for people.
Hold on. She's not made it big as a princess. Just so you know. She's not made it big as a princess. She's no longer senior royalty.
Kids are a princess and a prince. So if you're a prince and princess, I'm trying to say princess because you give me such a hard time about it. And it came out prince because I'm trying to say princess, not princess, because he gets on to me about that. But so anyway, if your kids are a prince and princess, I think you've made it pretty big because that means you're married to a prince.
Yeah.
And she was a princess at one point.
Then it turned out to be Harry. Mm-hmm. And you're like, okay.
Oh, but I like Harry.
The spare.
Yeah. Just the extra in a
That's
movie.
Right. Yeah. Someone who's never going to be king.
Well, he's like seventh in line.
Someone who'll never be king,
right.
As I said.
If something happened to all of them, and the way they're all, you know, getting ill right now, it could happen. Well,
someone who'll never be king. Promise you that.
We've got to play the game, but I have a few more of these after the game. I know you're not interested, but I bet people are liking this. I'm liking it.
When can you do your own podcast? Do you have a microphone at home?
I do.
There you go. Boom.
There's a few more of these.
Kim's Connections podcast coming up today. We'll connect it to the Mark and Kim Show podcast somehow.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, Herb versus Ham, Mark versus Kim. Today will be Tyler versus Sarah. Today, Tyler and Sarah are playing the list, and they're playing the list for...
a $30 gift card to Jacob's Deli and Grill on Middlebrook Pike, where their motto is, "What can I do to make your day pleasant?"
Hi, good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
Hi, Tyler.
Morning.
All right, I'm about to be handed a list, Tyler. I'm going to try to describe this list to you over 75 seconds. Try to get as many out of 10 as possible. Try not to repeat the words that are coming out of my mouth because I will not be saying the words on the list. It's kind of like a game of Taboo. At the end of the round, Sarah, you'll have a chance to steal some of Tyler's points. If he has to skip or is just a complete idiot or we run out of time at the end, any of that happens, you may steal some points. And then, of course, Tyler, the same for you at the end of Sarah and Kim's round. Any questions from Sarah or Tyler about how the list is played?
No questions.
All right. And no answers. All right. Here we go.
Probably.
All right. Tyler, on your mark, get set, go.
Okay. It was national this yesterday. It's a Mexican meal, and you put beef or chicken in it, and you wrap it up, and a grilled one is called a chimichanga. The basic.
Burrito?
Yes. This is. It's basil ground up with pine nuts, with olive oil, salt and pepper, and you put it on pasta. It's green. It's not sauce. It's just a coating to pasta. Okay, this is the old way in which we called the Powerball. It was the original giveaway of a lottery. It was the name of the lottery. It was a short word.
I'll pass.
Okay. Blank beans, not garbanzo, not kidney. One that was named after a bad Ford vehicle back in the day.
Pinto.
Yes. This is the dog in The Wizard of Oz.
Maltese.
Did you say Maltese?
Yeah.
The dog in The Wizard of Oz. There's no place.
I have no clue.
Do you not? Italian ice cream is called what?
Gelato.
Yes. When a person sings up here like this, this is called what? Oh.
Alto?
No, but there's... Scoremaster Steve, what do we have?
Tyler was able to get three, but there's four that Sarah can
four.
Steal.
Four? Yeah. More to steal than we actually scored. Sarah, do you want to steal some points?
I sure do.
Go.
Oh, Sarah.
Pesto.
Uh-huh.
Pesto. Toto.
What'd you say?
Toto.
Two? Any more?
Soprano?
No.
Oh.
For a man, it's falsetto. It's head voice, falsetto. All right, Scoremaster Steve.
All right, Tyler has three, Sarah has two.
The list was burrito, ditto, gusto, motto, pesto, lotto. That's the one she didn't try that one. Pinto, toto, gelato. How do you not know the Wizard of Oz dog, dude?
I don't watch a lot of Wizard of Oz.
You don't have to watch a lot of it. You just watch it once. Jeepity Christmas, Toto.
Everybody watches the Wizard of Oz.
Most famous dog in the history of movies. Name a more famous dog than that. Benji?
Air Bud.
Air Bud. Oh, now I know who we're dealing with. We got ourselves a millennial. I get you, Tyler. Hang on or hang up, either one. Here we go.
Hang on or hang up.
Here we go. Sarah, are you ready?
Yes.
On your markers. Get set and go.
This is what wakes you up in the morning. It makes a loud noise
alarm
on your
clock.
Yes. This is, hold it in your hand, you click it, and it counts off
remote
the time.
Control.
No, it counts off the time during a race.
Stopwatch.
Yes. This is the huge clock in England that, you know, makes.
Big Ben.
Yes. This is old-timey people carry these, and they pull it out of their pants.
Pocket watch.
Yes. This is what they used back in the day before there were watches and clocks, and it went by the big ball in the sky, and it told time.
Solar.
Oh, no, it told time by the big ball in the sky, and it, it put shadows.
Pass.
Okay. Mm. This is a real fancy watch that rich people have.
Rolex.
Yes. This is every day, every man's watch, you know. It keeps yes. This is
bye, Tyler.
This is a kind of watch, but it's also Minnie's boyfriend in the Disney world. In Disney universe,
Mickey Mouse.
Yes. And this
Bye,
is
Tyler.
This is the big clock. I said clock.
I'll give it to you anyway.
We've done everything.
Are you done?
This is the big thing.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, my God.
The girls finally won.
Scoremaster Steve, what do you have?
I have 9 for Sarah, 3 for Tyler.
Hold on, there's one he can steal.
There is one that he can steal.
Oh, Tyler, save a little face, Tyler.
I missed the question.
Goodbye, Tyler.
Goodbye,
Tyler. Don't ever call again.
Alarm clock, stopwatch, Big Ben, pocket watch, sundial, atomic clock, which I never really got to describe, Rolex, Timex, Mickey Mouse, and grandfather clock.
Congratulations, Sarah. Off you go to Jacob's Grill.
Thank you.
I've got the world's greatest radio bit coming up at 8 o'clock. I just don't know when you're going to have time for more of these stupid celebrity connections that you're so enamored with.
Like right now. We have just a few.
We have no time.
Oh, we have a few.
We have no time.
Like, Ed Sheeran slept on Jamie Foxx's couch for 6
months. Oh, gosh. Oh, my God. It's the Mark and Kim Show on Starwater 2.1, powered by the Uten Law Firm, which have you retained yet, by the way?
I'm calling. Somehow he's not answering my calls.
Interesting. Especially after hearing that last segment about Jamie Foxx's something and Ed Sheeran sleeping on it. Huh. You are something else, my friend. As I've said and other radio professionals have said, the most inadvertently funny person ever.
I was trying to get it in quickly and it just...
Oh.
What? The thing you said?
Came out wrong.
The thing you said?
The thing
that,
I said.
Is that what you're trying to get in quickly?
No.
You're the one who said you saw him in the hotel that when your son was given...
I didn't. My mom did.
Oh.
My mom was spending time with Jamie Foxx.
And where was she sleeping?
Hey.
Prank timeline. Let's get something straight here real quick. You expect us to believe that you just put up a prank about being pulled over by the TWRA.
Yes.
And giving, you know, and who knew TWRA could pull you over? We found out in the comments, oh, you wouldn't believe their powers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They're regular police officer or peace officer.
And then you tried to say, oh, no, that's just a prank. I wasn't pulled over. Even though in the comments, listener, a very trusted listener.
Mistaken identity.
Oh, because there's a lot of TWRA trucks being pulling over Mini Coopers.
Well, we also had a listener. We also had a listener who said the TWRA person went, whoop, you know. On them driving down 640 going 275.
Okay. So be it. Our trusted listener saw it happen.
Didn't see me get pulled over because it was a joke.
Let's do prank timelines and see how this has worked out. So she got a ticket in Oak Ridge, 67 and a 45.
Yeah. Yes.
Got it, told about it. Days later, by the way, I was just kidding.
Mm-hmm. And that was a joke because I did get one.
But let me just do the prank timeline, please.
All right,
for a second. And then she was outed by an employee here. Oh, when I mentioned the ticket... And the fact that she didn't get it, the person was like, oh, she didn't get it? Got something to tell you.
Because that person was with me that day.
Yeah. So you told us you did get one because you did.
Mm-hmm.
You said you didn't, which is a lie, only to find out that you did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then with the whole driving course to get those points off of your license, you made us believe that you hadn't taken it and you missed the deadline.
Yeah.
And then he came back and said, oh, no, I did it. I was just kidding.
Because that was so much fun to make you think that I didn't take it because you were so convinced I wouldn't.
And I'm still convinced you haven't.
I did.
Did you show us the certificate you got?
No, because I don't have to show you these things. You should believe me when I said I did.
Yes, earlier this morning when someone said that they had seen her pulled over by the TWRA, said, well, you know, without photos, there's no proof. That's what you said. Without photos,
do you really
there's
think
no proof. So,
my husband is going to let me forget or not take that course in time? Do you really, for our insurance purposes?
Do you believe that we believe that your husband has any sway over the things you do?
My husband has sway over him. Just like I have sway over him. We have sway.
Well, coming up, because this timeline took a little longer than I thought it would, because now... You said you got pulled over by the TWRA, then you said you didn't.
April Fool's joke.
And then, well, on April 2nd?
I did it.
On April 2nd?
I pulled the prank on April Fool's Day.
Discovered right here on April 2nd.
Not my fault you didn't look at the page on April 1st.
Well, there's something else up on our page. A statement from the TWRA concerning Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency, TWRA, responds to claims regarding speeding violation by Kim Hansard.
Fake.
No.
Yeah, it is.
It's taken from a local TV news website. So,
no, it is not.
The Mark and Kim Show on the air every day, 5:55 to, 10 o'clock or whatever. Make sure you...
Or whatever.
9:52, 9:48, whatever. Make sure you get the podcast today. Make sure you listen to the podcast today.
Oh, yeah, you don't want to miss it.
Because what had Mark and the Yes Man doing this?
For six
Oh, my God.
What had us doing that? You'll find that out on the podcast, which includes bonus material, by the way. We sit around after the show and continue about other stuff. Any stuff. Whatever stuff. Coming up next, the stuff from the TWRA. The statement on our Facebook page concerning Kim's claims that she wasn't pulled over.
And where could that statement be from?
Facebook page. Mm-hmm. And I'll read it from there next. For immediate release, Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency, TWRA, responds to claims regarding speeding violation by Kim Hansard. Knoxville, Tennessee, April 4th, 2024, the Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency is issuing this statement in response to recent claims made by Star 102.1 radio personality Kim Hansard regarding a speeding violation on March 31st, 2024. Contrary to assertions made by Ms. Hansard, we can confirm that she was cited for excessive speed on Interstate 75 in Knoxville, Tennessee. The TWRA an officer involved in the incident recorded Ms. Hansard traveling at a speed of 93 miles per hour in a 65 mile per hour zone. It is important to clarify that while speed monitoring is not the primary focus of wildlife officers, the severity of this violation warranted intervention. What are those eyes I'm getting right now? The safety of all motorists on Tennessee's...
My eyes are very loud.
The safety of all motorists on Tennessee's roadways is of paramount importance to the TWRA. Our officers are trained to enforce traffic laws in addition to their primary responsibilities related to wildlife conservation and management. In this case, the officer exercised discretion in addressing the observed speeding violation to ensure that the safety of Ms. Hansard and other drivers on the road. We understand that Ms. Hansard's public platform may lead to increased scrutiny, but we reaffirm our commitment to impartial enforcement of traffic laws regardless of an individual's profession or status.
As well they should.
We urge all motorists to adhere to posted speed limits and drive responsibly to help prevent accidents and ensure the well-being of everyone on our roads. For further inquiries, please contact Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency. Note to editors. This press release is being issued in response to a FOIA request.
Yeah, that's a nice touch.
From concerned parties in Tennessee regarding the speeding violation involving Kim Hansard on March 31st, 2024.
Now, if it were true, who do you think had that FOIA request?
What do you mean if it were true? You know it's true. Somebody saw you.
Who do you think might have filed a FOIA?
It said concerned citizens.
Yeah,
Nettie.
Who do you think would be most concerned about my goings and comings and doings and all those things? Who do you think?
I care about the safety of East Tennessee drivers. I do. You're one of them, Nettie. Oh no, Kim. She's rattled their cages and they're referring to as Ms. instead of Mrs. And then Laura Laura responds to Nettie, well, that's in prep for her third marriage. Oh. To which Taylor responds, she's been referring to divorce a lot lately.
She has.
She absolutely has.
No, I've not referred to divorce.
For weeks.
I've been referring to a third husband, not divorce.
Well, you can't have a third husband
without
divorce.
I'm not going to have a third husband either.
Hey, Kim, you know what F around and find out now means?
Yes, I do.
Todd, concerned parties, a.k.a. Oh, I shouldn't read this one. Jennifer, 93 miles per hour? How do you still have a license? Gina, quote, but we reaffirm our commitment to impartial enforcement of traffic laws regardless of an individual's profession or status. Rightfully so. Job well done, TWRA, says Gina.
Exactly, and I agree with that. They should be doing these things, but they did not have to with me. Mm-hmm. And shall I point out that also the speed limit on 75 is 55, by the way?
No.
Yes, it is.
I can promise you that there's...
I can promise you it's not where I would be traveling.
I'm sorry,
55.
I'm sorry, where you were pulled over?
Where what? I would be traveling.
Oh, did you notice that?
Yeah. No, where I would be traveling.
Oh, she tripped up on something earlier, too.
I'm not tripping up on anything. Where I travel, I
was,
it's 55.
Where I was pulled over.
No, it's not where I was pulled over.
But
no,
maybe
it was not. You be quiet. You never talk, and then you let this happen, and you're opening your mouth up.
Sound like a chicken over there.
Well, that's okay.
Bridget, Kim Dale Hansard.
Oh, gosh.
It's the Mark and Dale show now. Mark and Dale. Chad. Well. You'll probably be on their watch list now as a reckless offender. Note on your file.
Reckless offender?
You better go easy. By the way, Deborah says she's not speeding. She's qualifying.
Oh.
Taylor, this is insane. 30 miles an hour over?
No.
I'll never believe her claims again. And if it was 93 and a 55, it's actually 40 over. Thank you for clearing that up for us.
I don't even know if my car will go 93 miles an hour.
Angela would like to know, did Sammy Hagar write the Hot Mess Hansard's theme song also? Because, you know, you certainly can't drive 55. Excuse me, 55. Olivia writes, is it wrong that I'm really hoping this is real? To which Kim responds, it is real. You did right there. Right? This is Mark and Kim show.
I don't think so. The Mark and Kim show may have, but I always say that it's me responding.
Tara responds, I don't even think they have speed gun thingies. And Mark and Kim show says they were pacing her hard to keep up.
Oh.
There you go. 93, you know. 93 and a 55. Thanks for clearing that up, Kim.
I wasn't going 93.
I was pulled over. It's 55.
I wasn't pulled over. Right. I do see TWRA vehicles on that stretch of 75 all the time.
And what color are their lights again when they pull you
over? I have no idea. Do you have a dying wish?
That it's only after you.
Why?
I'm gonna have to die after you. I can't die before you.
Why?
Because I can't refute the things you'll say about me after I'm gone. I can refute them now. And you'll have So I hope to go.
So that's your dying wish.
That's my dying wish, is that I go, that she's already gone.
Yeah.
Well, this woman in the UK had a dying wish, and some people have ways they want people to dress at the funeral or not come. Be banned. And I don't know if you've ever been involved in one of those. Yeah.
From a funeral?
Yeah, they want you to do it, like dress a certain way or not come.
What?
Like, you know, if somebody is a big Star Wars fan, they want them to be dressed as Star Wars characters or not come.
Well, then I just won't come to that funeral, though.
Well, and that's
not that I'm going to a funeral anyway.
But this one woman wanted the Grim Reaper to be there and greet the guest. And the Grim Reaper, and he wanted
the Grim Reaper's already come and gone. Well, you're dead.
And
they came, they left.
But she wanted,
with you.
She wanted the Grim Reaper to point to other people and say, "You're next. You're next." This is her sense of humor coming out.
I can get behind that.
Well, that's what she wanted.
I can get behind,
and she was an older woman, so a lot
older
of her
than what? Methuselah?
Well, she was in her 90s.
That's
and
older.
So a lot of the guests were going to be children of her friends, you know, which are still older.
Or her friends who are still alive.
And
that's
so,
who you point to.
And so her family met her wishes, but they kind of ruined the joke because they told in the invites or in the obituary that the Grim Reaper would be there and doing this because they didn't want to kill somebody at the funeral by the Grim Reaper being there.
You mean like when Tyler gives up all the pranks we're going to do in the title of the podcast?
Yeah.
Before people who listen to the podcast only. You love a chance to earn a little money. You love trying to flip things. What are you holding on to now? Prime energy drink from the boys, Paul.
Peeps body spray.
Peeps brought, yes, he did mention Peeps body spray.
Yeah.
They used to prank me by spraying it all over my feet when I wasn't looking. And I smelled it all day.
You'll have to get new shoes now.
There you go.
Somebody put me on Kingston Pike to pick up something today. I might have to drop by somewhere. Hey, I need you to go pick up something here. I'm like, oh, okay.
It just happens to be.
Happens to be two blocks away from my favorite shoe store. Mm-hmm. Peeps body spray. You think you can sell it online?
No, I know. I don't know if I can, but I know people are selling them for triple the price.
Unopened or opened?
That I don't know.
Well, you've opened it.
I have.
Triple the price, $15.
I could just put open in small letters or something.
How about if I just give you the extra? Because the funny thing about that, you didn't even pay for it.
I didn't.
Just trying to flip something we paid for.
I give you your $5 back.
Well, did you give us a $5 back?
No, I could give you the $5 back and keep the $15.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever.
When will that happen? I don't see you reaching into wall. I don't see you reaching into a wallet right now. Walmart, though, has agreed to settle a class action lawsuit. They charge customers more than they should have for weighted goods. Packed poultry, pork, seafood, bagged citrus items. And they're shelling out $45 million to people who made fresh purchases from October 2018 to this past January.
Good heavens, that's a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah, well, that's a lot of people.
Yeah.
To get your piece of that, just go file a claim online.
Yeah, but how much is it? 2 cents a piece?
No, it's two bottles of Peeps body spray. $10.
I was about to look.
If you bought 50 or fewer qualifying items, you could get $10. If you bought 51 to 75, you can get 15. 76 to 100, you get $20. And 101 or more entitles you to $25.
That's real money.
You can get more if you actually kept your receipts. You don't even need to show receipts.
Huh.
Who keeps the receipts for that long? I mean, seriously.
What I'm saying, though.
On Walmart groceries?
There are people that keep every receipt. Every year, every receipt. I keep a lot of receipts. Now, I don't file them, but I hold on to them until I don't need them anymore. Damn it, I should have kept this one. Because we bought fresh fruit, fresh produce at Walmart before. Mm-hmm. We've done it. In this case, they'll give you 2% back on the cost of all your weighted goods. But you'd have to be a big shopper to make that 2% work out for you.
Yeah.
Even if you have receipts of $5,000 in fresh fruits and vegetables over the past 5 years, it would still only be $100. The most you can get out of the settlement is $500. So if you're a receipt keeper,
dang,
and you can show that you've been buying fresh fruit, fresh veggies, packed poultry, pork, seafood, and other stuff at the Walmart since 2018, you could be getting a payoff. You'll be trying this.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking it up.
Are you doing it right now? Yes, of course you are, you cheap bastard.
All you people want is more, 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 more. Give me.
More. Because a certain anatomical term will be used.
It was easy for you to say.
Mm-hmm. In this, we
will say. It was easy for me to say.
There's a slight parental warning for this podcast. You've heard it now, Steve Queener and other fathers of young impressionable kids. That we will discuss, not at length. Jamie Foxx's, and did she say cock or cox?
I think cox.
I heard cox.
So he's got multiple.
Well,
wow, like the two-headed woman. Recently.
Impressive.
No, it's because Fox double X, cox double X is the way it came out, I guess, because I was trying to say
cox. I guess any man with two cocks.
Yeah.
I guess would be double X. Maybe even triple X.
Maybe.
Well, I was trying to say Jamie Foxx's couch, but it came out Jamie Foxx's cocks. In relation to Ed Sheeran.
The most inadvertently funny human being in the world.
Mm.
She knows not what she says. She has no idea, double entendre.
Well, I knew the minute I said it that it was wrong.
Well, because we're screaming, oh my God, oh my God.
In so many ways. Even I meant, oh my God.
When you shocked me so badly that I don't hit the delay unit, the dump button.
I shocked myself.
And you know why? Because I just realized.
The delay's not on, is it?
It's not there.
Oh, great.
Should have used it today, probably. You did it when the big wigs are in town, too, by the way.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
You know I don't let them stop me.
Excuse me?
You play by your own rules.
I don't let them stop me.
Well, it was inadvertent.
I did not mean
to do it. It was not a planned thing.
Trust me, they stop you on quite a bit.
Yeah, they did. It was not a planned thing. I mean, it was a slip of the tongue, the mouth, the
Jamie
whatever.
Likes that, by the way.
A slip of the lips.
Yeah. Wow. So, I mean, yeah, you heard it here, ladies and gentlemen. You heard what you heard. It was what it was, and it is what it is. I can't get this to work properly. Yeah, Kim Hansard being Kim Hansard, doing Kim Hansard things. So, yeah, that was a moment in time, Kim. Thank
My
you
face
for that.
Hurt after Mo- that.
I'm sorry?
My face hurt after that.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, we were laughing so hard.
Yeah, well, my wallet hurt.
I hope none of our wallets hurt.
They're going to take money out of my wallet because they can't have us saying that Ed Sheeran slept on Jamie Foxx's cocks.
You know, some of the things our songs say, I hope that's our saving grace right there, you know.
None of our songs uses that word, by the way.
No.
Not one. No, but they say other things, so I'm hoping.
I can promise you.
That's our saving grace.
I can promise you that not one of our songs says that.
I didn't say that they did. I said they say other things that, you know, seem to be no problem to anybody but us.
provocative.
Yeah.
There are some provocative lyrics so, nowadays. There's no doubt about
hopefully
that.
Hopefully that's our saving grace.
We just hope we just don't hope to not provoke others.
Yeah.
You know, to make decisions.
I certainly don't want to do that.
No, you shan't want to do that.
No, I don't.
So it's Friday and good news for the eclipse if you're headed out doing what you do.
Are you going to have a caravan?
A caravan?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, you like to lead people to things, so I thought maybe you were going
to... Name one thing I lead people to.
Well, you like to give advice. No. Wait a minute, let me finish.
Name one thing I lead people
you
to.
You like to give advice, you like to give suggestions, you like to...
Name one thing I lead
restaurants,
people to. I've never led
fun
a caravan.
To do.
I've never led a caravan.
If people are taking a trip, you like to give suggestions on what they can do, places to go. So, I stands to reason that...
Does it?
You've already on
that
the
I'd
air.
Be leading a caravan.
On the air this
700 week. 700 miles away.
On the air this week, you suggested places to go if people wanted to go in the areas of totality. So it would not be unusual for you to, you know.
Lead a caravan.
Well, okay, leading a caravan would be unusual, but.
I just when I think words come out of her face and then she hears them after she says them.
Obviously,
and
Jamie
then she doesn't
Cox
think beforehand. Well, he's not the kind of guy to lead a caravan anywhere.
But you like
to
suggest
he's a loner. He's someone that kind of likes the company of one person and maybe a few others that happen to be related to him. But other than that, I'm not leading any caravan.
But you like to suggest, and you like to, you know.
Okay, well that's fine. And if you'd said that, that would have been great.
Thoughts.
But you didn't say that. You said, I'll be leading
says,
a caravan.
I take things literally. You say, I think, and you say, I take things literally. But you do like to lead things
you
and
do
suggest
things. You do
for
everything
things.
I say you take literally.
Mm-hmm. But you like to suggest things for people and, you know, help them with things, be better.
If I've experienced something or I've seen something that I need to alert people, are you going back to me leaving notes everywhere? Is that what you're talking about?
No, I wasn't.
Because, you know, I like to inform.
Yeah, you do like mm-hmm. to inform.
Right. I think because if I'm going to save somebody time or money or effort or heartache, I'll try to help them out as much as I can. So, yes, I am chasing this eclipse with a caravan of people, 17 cars. See, because she can't travel alone. That's the difference. Her caravan.
Oh, I can. Oh, yeah,
but
yeah. I can, but I like to have people with. No, my husband and I do travel alone some, especially now that our son is older.
Where name a place you've traveled alone that didn't involve a caravan of people going to a cruise ship or a beach house somewhere. Name a place that you've been.
Oh, some place like that we like to
have
people with us.
And the grocery store doesn't count, by the way.
No, we do like to have people with us on things like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I know.
Because we
I'm
like
just saying,
to have
when's
people
the last time,
like-minded
I said,
people.
Maybe you think that I'm that way because you're that way.
No, I know you're not that way. I never said you were that way.
Leading a caravan to the eclipse.
Well.
You just said it.
Yeah.
So the point is, there's light at the end of the tunnel. I started the show out with that today and just letting you know that the weather is breaking in the areas closest to Knoxville. And my suggestion is if you can take off Monday, we're basing in Nashville. We were going to base in Paducah, but we're just going to base at our daughter's house in Nashville. And then that morning up early and then get to where, I mean, going to be weather spotting, literally going to be like looking for breaks in the clouds and is driving to that area. But the tip of the day, and I didn't get a chance to really get into this earlier, was the fact that so if you've seen a map that has that swipe through the country
mm-hmm.
that shows where the eclipse is going to be in its totality and then best ranges,
yeah,
the best ranges have been severely slimmed. So any map that you're seeing like over the last week or so or two about where it's going to be, like how can I drive to this area and still be part of the totality, that has shrunk by hundreds and hundreds of yards.
And that is because of the weather?
No. It has nothing to do with the weather.
Oh, okay.
It's just, you know, the perturbations of the way the moon works and the earth lines up in the sun. They may have miscalculated a little bit.
By yards, though. By that.
Well, yeah, but I mean, and that's what they've determined. So that mm-hmm. you need to be closest you can to be to the lines of totality, which is the dead center of the swipe going through the country. And that's the plan. And the two major cities, if you will, not even major cities, because Cape Girardeau, Missouri is not a major city. It's a big town.
But it's major for this, right?
Huh?
But it's major for this.
Well, what I'm saying is it's a town closest to the line mm-hmm. where you can go. But just understand, if you're on a map, you've got a map and you've got your GPS open, you've got it spread wide, not close, like, you know, you can change the range mm-hmm. of what you're seeing on your GPS.
Yeah.
You know, make sure that you can, you know, just get to an area where you can see it the best and experience that totality, which is, like I said, here we are, what, 7 years later since the last one, 2017. And after this happens, I'll be waiting for 2044, hoping that I survive to 2044. To see the next one. So the good news is the weather is breaking, and we're off Monday morning. Just letting everybody know she was gracious enough to let me have the day off and off.
I'll be taking the day too.
All right, here's something I don't want to miss today. Because can this be true on a show where we ask each other, are you telling the truth often?
Especially this week.
Oh, it's been an April Fool's Day week.
Oh, it has.
Just let me say it now when the podcast is rolling that no, Tim did not get pulled over.
No.
93 miles an hour. No, the TWRA did not issue a statement concerning Kim's false claims of not being pulled over.
No.
I don't know why James, your friend James Houston, said that he saw you pulled over, which has been the hook that we've been able to put, you know, to hang on to mm-hmm. for this week with that.
He may have seen someone pulled over by them because they can. The TWRA right. can pull people over. They can do all the police right. things.
But don't tell my daughter, who writes press releases for a living, this, that all I had to do was put a few terms in to chat GPT-4. We came up with a perfectly worded press release.
It was very well done.
From the TWRA. Oh, yeah. You sat here and thought this morning that I had sat down and typed out that whole thing.
No, I did, yeah.
It was very well done.
You mean, yes, you did. Not no, you did. Yes, you did.
Yeah, I did.
But you just said no.
You said no, I did. Yeah.
I did.
You said the word no first. Do you understand? I'm trying to understand this whole yes, no thing. Either you say no, yes. Wait, hold on. You're saying no. Like, you should say yes, I did. Like when I said, you sat here and thought that I'd written it. Yes, I did. But you said no, I did. Like, what is that? Do you know your left from your right?
Yeah. This is my left.
No, does that mean
this
no?
This is my right.
No, it means yes, he does.
Well, he said
yes. But no can also mean yes.
Can no mean yes with you?
Possibly.
Then why did you say no, I did?
I don't know. Maybe
he just left out the yeah.
How I talk. I
understand that's how you talk.
It.
I'm here every day. But how would you ask a question in the affirmative, you say the word no first? I'm not sure,
okay. Honestly.
Crazy.
It's because it's the whole no, yeah. I don't know why everybody does that, but it's a thing.
And I swear to God, I'm hearing more people say, can I get a good name for the order? Need to know where that came from.
A good phone number, good name.
I don't mind a good
things.
Number. The good number makes sense because, you know, there could be a number that you can't, like, give you an example. Like, let's say you have a home phone number and a cell phone number, and you just kind of always give the home phone number in everything you do, but you're at a place that needs your cell phone number because they need to alert you to a table or whatever. And they say, can I get a good number? Might remind you that, oh, that good number will be my cell phone, not my landline. I've talked my way into understanding that. But I only have one name. Good, bad, ugly, whatever.
Well, that's not true either.
You have three.
We have different names.
You're Kim Hansard on the air and you're Kim Hansard off the air.
Not always.
But you're married to a, okay, yes.
See, not always.
Okay, and I am Mark Anthony and I'm also another name. Yeah,
exactly.
Okay. But generally speaking, they're asking for a first name. It's one name.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe they are only asking me. I should ask everybody else. Is anybody else asking out there, do you have a good name? Or do they say, oh, here's the radio guy that's got two names. Let me get a good name for the guy. Yeah. Is that what it is? You think it's just me?
I don't know.
Back to what is to be believed or not. Shaquille O'Neal threw out his gold medal he won in the 1996 Olympics. And I don't mean like in the trash can. He threw it out the window of a moving vehicle along Interstate 75 in 1996.
I heard the TWRA picked it up.
Did they? Yeah, in Florida.
Yeah.
Orlando, which of course is on I-75.
You would never do that.
Hmm?
You would never do that.
Never do what?
Throw out any kind of award or something like that. Regardless of how you felt about something, I don't think you would ever do that.
In world soccer, they give you a medal for losing. You get second place medal. I wouldn't wear it. I would keep it, but I wouldn't wear it.
But you wouldn't throw it out.
But Shaquille O'Neal was so upset at his playing time in the 1996 Olympics in Atlanta, first thing he did was throw it out his car window. An actual gold medal from the Olympics. He went to the Olympics. He participated in the Olympics. But he played a lot less than what David Robinson played, another player who was big and strong, and so he played less.
Mm-hmm.
He only played 2 minutes of the final game. He was not cool with that. So he said this, I was so pissed off after the ceremony, I drove home in my uniform and threw the bleepity bleep medal out the window on I-75. He never went back for it, and it has never been found. So you're telling me that somewhere on the edge of the road since 1996, somewhere in the grass of I-75,
there's
the
probably
ditch,
been erosion and stuff now. It could be, you know, buried under.
Get a metal detector.
Well, I mean, yes, things do fly off the road and bury themselves and dirt blows and things happen.
I mean,
happen.
That's been years.
Right? Do you think anybody's out there in the ditches of I-75 near Orlando with a metal detector this morning going, I'm going to find that gold medal? Because it's never been, like, nobody ever claimed, like in 2002, oh my God, I found Shaquille's a medal on the side of the road.
Would they know it was his?
If you found a gold medal, because it may, I don't know if this is the first time he's admitting that he did this. I don't know if he is, but if he made it public, oh, I threw it out, then there would have been a horde of people out there looking for it.
I could see you going out there and doing it.
I don't have a metal detector.
It's Florida. I can definitely see somebody out there doing that.
Right. Right. I don't have a metal detector, yeah. So I wouldn't do this.
But you would rent one. I mean, I could see you if this is...
I couldn't find a quarter at my feet with a metal detector. Kim?
I understand that.
I would not be the one out there. I would live vicariously through others who were going out to do it because I like doing that. So I don't have to do things that I don't really want to do. I'll get out there, I'll photograph everything and anything.
But
I'll
this is a real Olympic gold.
Do you understand what I'm
medal.
Saying? I didn't earn the medal.
But listen to me.
I didn't earn the medal.
No,
I wouldn't
but.
I wouldn't even want a Super Bowl ring if I didn't earn it.
But.
You could flip it.
It's, well, I
here
was
we
thinking.
Here we are with you flipping things.
I was thinking, girl, you would do that. But I was thinking you would find it, you would rent a real metal detector, one of the high-end ones, okay, where you could really find this. You would go out there, try to find it,
like
and then
I'd
try
also,
to return
I'm
it.
A caravan to the eclipse.
No, listen, and try to return it to Shaq because you would believe he would really want it back. You would believe, because you would.
Who are you talking to?
You, because I think you would feel in his heart of hearts.
Is this one of those things where you're hearing the words come out of your mouth and now you're thinking,
no,
wow, maybe.
I believe this because your heart is such that you would believe.
Here we go.
No, I'm serious. But you would believe. I think you would immediately hate that you had, like when you tossed the wedding ring in the lake, okay? You immediately regretted that,
no,
right?
I did not. Don't put words in my mouth.
I thought you did.
You are literally making words up and
okay,
using
I thought
them.
You regretted that.
I threw a $40 gold band into a creek because my wife and I, girlfriend at the time, broke up.
And you didn't immediately regret it.
No.
And I'll add this. Any real athlete that played 2 minutes in a game, championship game, whichever, they're not going to want to hold on to that. It doesn't mean anything
but
to
it's the Olympics.
They didn't earn it.
But see, you're of the mindset. Well, you're not of the mindset that if you're a part of an all-star team, that no matter what, you're playing against the other greatest, playing with the other greatest players in the world.
True.
On America's basketball team.
It mm-hmm. really okay. is just an honor to be on the team and get any playing time, I would think.
So... You would think, but maybe, I mean, Shaq, you know, at certain times has been the greatest player in his era.
Yeah.
Greatest big man of his era. So he's not going to play, you know, 48 minutes in a game like he wants to. I don't believe this, but for you to really believe that my heart would lead me to the side of the road with a metal detector that I don't know how to use. And, you know, I have told you on a thousand occasions, there are very few things that I like to do and I will do. And everything else with the beauty of the internet gives me the ability to watch and go, now that's cool. Look at this guy. He's at a 1700s homestead and he's doing a metal detector and he found Spanish Real coins. You know, from like when the Spanish were here mm-hmm. back in the day.
I get
that. That's cool.
I like know people, you love that.
I like people who find more in an afternoon than these idiots have found on Oak Island in the last 15 years. A TV show where they still found nothing, by the way. So I do. And I can't stress to you enough. That's the truth. But you continuously say things that are simply just out of character for me. Like, are you trying to mold me into something you
no,
want me to be?
Okay. I just feel because
I'm not that person. I'm telling you. I want you to believe me on this. Believe me, I'm not the person you think I am, or I'm not the person that you want me to be. I'm not that guy. I'm not the guy who's going to, you know, my heart is going to lead me to the side of I-75, and I'm going to find this medal, and I'm going to bring it back to Shaq, because, you know, I'll bet you he really does want this medal.
I just thought you would want to be a part of bringing that back to him. You know, being a part of that reunion, if you will, of him and that medal.
Why? Because me and Shaq are tight?
No, but it's just, it's the
Orlando
story,
Magic
being
fan.
Part of the story. It's a big story. I just thought you'd want to be a part of that. You like to be a part of big things.
Like what?
You know?
Name one.
I don't know.
Exactly. So you're using words and you're not hearing yourself. You're not.
No, I do hear myself. I know exactly what I'm saying.
What thing?
And
what,
I know you like to be a part of things like that. Not everything, but I don't know.
Can you name one thing in 23 years that I wanted to be a part of like that?
Well, world record. You want to be a part of a world record. You want to be a part of that. That's a big thing. A world record is a big thing.
Have I ever tried to get one?
Yeah.
Name it. I've never tried.
There's been several that we've tried. What about the pouch, the drink pouch thing? You actually thought you had that.
Yeah, until I found out I was wrong.
It was fruit roll up.
Fruit roll up.
Yeah,
how
you
fast
tried
you can
that.
Get fruit roll up. How many oyster crackers?
That was fruit by the foot.
Fruit by the foot.
Yeah. Oyster crackers is not a record. That's me just goofing off of your camera.
An excuse to eat oyster crackers.
It's an excuse to eat oyster crackers.
But there's through the year,
which
there's
now
been
I'm craving.
Some.
I want an oyster cracker.
Now you want it?
You're welcome.
Oh.
What'd you do with your grapes?
Okay, you're making references out of complete nowhere.
All of a sudden, I realized the grapes were gone. We were talking about things you were eating, and I was like, I wanted a grape, and now they're gone.
But the grapes are right out in the kitchen.
Okay, I didn't know where they went. I was like,
we brought some grapes in earlier, which, of course, now I have to reset what she's talking about. Because we hadn't mentioned the fact that I brought in grapes just in case anybody wanted any grapes today.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were in the refrigerator going to start rotting. So before they rot, let's eat them. And, of course, you didn't have any grapes.
Well, we were in the middle of a show.
I was eating them. I'm in the middle of a show.
I know.
Okay. It's a Friday on the Mark and Kim show, everybody. It's a Friday. Have a great weekend. We will not see you Monday. There will be no podcast on Monday.
But hopefully you'll see everything you want to see on the solar eclipse.
And I hope that the caravan of people that I brought along with me will all be educated by all of the knowledge
I have.
Well,
clearly you're not bringing a caravan now. I thought it'd be fun if you did, but...
You didn't think it'd be fun if I did. You thought I was.
Thought you might.
Like I said... Do you even know who I am?
I do know you.
Do you?
Better than most.
Then don't. I see. That's what I don't think. I don't think that's true.
Yeah,
I think you know the guy you want me to be. You don't know the guy I am. You want to mold me into something that works in your world, in your what's that sphere? That you've got a certain person that you attract and you got a certain person that you like to glom onto and you want me to be in that circle. And I'm just on the outside of that circle looking at it and going, damn, I did not want to be in that circle.
That's not true.
That is absolutely true.
It's not true.
When I have entered that circle, I run, I flee.
Not my fault.
When I've entered that circle a few times, I see what I'm involved in. I'm like, I gotta go.
Yeah.
I gotta go.
What do you mean, yeah?
No, I'm just saying,
because he knows exactly the circle of people that you hang out with and then me, and then he knows it's diametrically opposed. You want me to be that guy. I'm not that guy. And I'm sorry that I'm not that guy. I'm sorry I can't be that for you. But you got plenty of people in your orbit. That's the word I was looking
for.
Okay. In your orbit that are the guy you need them to be and that you have molded them into.
I mold people.
Oh, for the love of God. My underwear is literally falling apart under my hand.
Is that old underwear?
Look at this.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Is it down around your ankles now?
Would you like to?
That's a big old strip.
A big old
piece of it. I said a big old strip.
Did you say cock again?
No, I'm not. Bye.
Goodbye.